The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozell Live by Dr. Tom Rozell, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Rozell Live, right now. On 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozell Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozell. Indeed, we're live, bringing you the best healthcare information that we possibly can anywhere on this good old United States of America. But we're here on the East Coast, and we are bringing you some information today and applications that are really next to nothing that you're going to find anyplace else. But give us a call here at 888-630-9625. My guest today is somebody that you've heard before, and is a friend to Dr. Tom Rozell Live and a very personal friend, somebody who I admire relative to his skill sets and his capacity and the things that he's able to do, and we've seen them personally. None other than Dr. Michael Chung, a dentist in Oakton, Virginia. Michael is a postgraduate study at Las Vegas Institute with LVI, and what that's all about, many of you know, is neuromuscular dentistry. And in my opinion, that's the only way dentistry should be practiced, and we're going to talk about what that really means in a second. But having said that, we're going to talk about something that is very important to all of us, and most of us don't know, and it's the way we close our mouth. It's called a bite. You know, when you bite somebody or bite onto something, there's consequences of that. If that vertical dimension, that upper and lower jaw, is not the way it's supposed to be, and it can cause a plethora of all kinds of different symptoms. But, you know, I'm not going to get into that. I'm going to let the expert talk about it. Dr. Michael, welcome to the program. Good to have you back on again.
Thank you, Dr. Rozell. It's always an honor to be here.
You know, Michael, we're going to talk about physiological bite, you know, or how the upper and the lower jaws come together, and that temporomandibular joint that we all lovingly talk about, and, you know, how it affects so many different things. But this is a situation that if you don't bite properly, if the mechanics of opening and closing your mouth are not what they were meant to be and designed with the way they were designed to be, then we've got a problem, and there's a ton of symptoms that show up because of that. Why don't you walk us through that, and why, you know, first, what are the symptoms of not having the ability to close your mouth properly or open your mouth properly? What happens to the body?
Yes, well, let's start with the fact that physiologic-based dentistry is very different from traditional dentistry, because traditionally we were all taught to mainly focus on the teeth, and however their teeth came together is how we basically treated them, and treated one tooth at a time or two teeth at a time. But that concept is flawed, because this person is not a machine. It's not an articulator where it just opens and closes and that's it. But this person is tied to muscles, joints, airway. The head sits on top of the neck. So it affects the whole spinal system, as you know, from their bite head down. And we got to make sure that they're in neutrality, where the muscles are happy, there's plenty of space for the joints, and they're decompressed, and there's plenty of airway for that person to be able to breathe. And if those things go awry, the person can compensate to a certain amount and adapt, but at some point this patient will break down and will have lots of pain, headaches, joint pain, or snoring and sleep apnea issues. So they're all interrelated. So the bite tremendously affects all these things, and not just a cavity or a broken tooth.
You know, in my book, Ageless Health, Health is a Do-It-Yourself Program, that came out about 6 years ago. I think it's been that long now. Maybe it's even 6.5 years ago or so. I tell a story of a young girl that I treated. She was about 10, 11 years old at the time. And, there was really nothing physiologically wrong with her. She was a tremendous athlete, and she went out and had braces put on because, you know, it was the end of the school year, and she was going to her grandmother's house for about 2 months. So the dentist that did the work tighten the braces a little bit more than he would normally do that because he wasn't going to see her for about 6 weeks. And when I saw her in June, this girl had perfect structural dimension. She was an athlete. And then when I saw her in September, she had a 27-degree spinal curvature simply because of the dental braces. So the only thing that I want to bring out to our listeners is that that vertical dimension, the position of the teeth, and particularly the temporomandibular joint, is so critical to the normal physiology, the body itself, the body mechanics, that you can shift all kinds of things. So, Mike, let's talk a little bit about, you know, what happens in that aspect. I mean, you see, you know, as adults, people come in and they have sleep apneic problems, they're snoring, they complain of chronic pain patterns, their posture's bent over, and a lot of this can come from the mouth as well.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And basically, if your bite is retruded, which a lot of these patients are, the upper jaw has not fully developed to its full genetic potential, which traps the lower mandible behind that, and in turn, decreases the room for airway, and it also puts the joints in a compressed state. And these patients eventually will have lots of breathing issues, sleep apnea issues, or some form of pain. So, as you know, like I said, this will cause a pain and problems radiating all the way down from head down, all the way down the whole skeletal system.
You know, it's critical. In my business, when I see people come in with so many different types of situations, even not only sleep apneic problems that you and I have discussed at length, but also atrial fib, you know, where the heart starts misfiring. That often is a result of a problem with the temporomandibular joint and the way it sits, because it affects, you know, we've talked about the skull has 22 bones and they move as you breathe in and out, but it has a impact on the receptors that control nerves, particularly one called the vagus nerve that goes to the heart, and it attaches to the SA nerves, the sinoatrial nerves, which gives the rhythm to the heart. So when your bite is off, over a period of time, physiologically, you maladapt and you can have problems cardiovascularly as well.
Yes, the human body is a very complex organism, and even a simple bite will affect the nerves, the blood vessels, the joints. I mean, it, as you know, it has a profound effect on the whole system.
We're here at 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you. Love to answer your questions. If you've had any problems with the condition or anything else, actually, if you want to reach out and ask, please do. Dr. Chung is probably one of the best I've ever known in the world of neuromuscular dentistry. And what we're talking about when we say neuromuscular dentistry, we're talking about how the structural system adapts, and particularly this temporomandibular joint, the head, neck, and shoulder mechanism adapts to your opening and closing of your vertical dimension of your mouth. So, you know, a lot of you, you know, when you close your mouth, and if you tap, 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 it sounds like castanets. It shouldn't be like that. It should be solid. It should go clunk and be in position. That's a clue. There's other clues as well. Dr. Mike, let's talk about, you know, how early on this vertical dimension, this opening and closing, this bite problem, comes about. Is it something that happens as an adult, as, you know, we lose bone mass and teeth begin to shift? Or is it something that starts when we're very young and maybe we had wrong type of bracing put on? We had expanders that weren't put on properly, things of that nature. Where does this begin to, you know, to have a normal or an abnormal implication on what we're talking about?
Sure. Well, our understanding of this whole physiologic dentistry has come a long way. And obviously, we didn't have this knowledge in the past, 100 years ago. I mean, people were put in these braces, and sometimes it did more harm than good. The bottom line is that our upper and lower jaw development happens when you're young, as you're growing. Your body's growing. You could be 2-3 years old, and these kids sometimes can be have some form of airway issues that may grind their teeth or not sleep well. their jaws are developing, and if they had any kind of airway issues at that young age, whether it be from allergies to gluten or milk or something that causes them to mouth breathe versus breathing through their nose because they have runny noses and things, will tremendously affect the development of their upper jaw, the maxilla, because how we were designed is to have the tongue on the palate, on the roof of the mouth, and swallow thousands of times during the day. And that swallowing motion with the strength of the tongue muscle will help develop the upper arch to a nice round arch. And in turn, the lower jaw develops and follows right into it. That will give a healthy bite, a healthy jaw that has plenty of room for the airway, plenty of decompression for their TMJ joint. And these people will usually develop a perfect, nice bite and will usually not have sleep apnea issues. But if those patients do not have that airway issue corrected as a child, and they continue to mouth breathe, snore at night, you know, have runny noses, and that's not taken care of, their upper jaw will be very crowded and small. So they'll go to an orthodontist and they'll sometimes even pull out teeth so they can make space to straighten their teeth. Their teeth will look nice and straight. But now what we have done is caused even more problems, because now that their jaw, rather than being developed to their full potential, has decreased in size even more. And that traps the mandible back, puts the bite and the muscles in a compression state, and decreases their airway even more. And these, you know, unfortunately can affect their whole spinal system, where they can develop scoliosis, as such you mentioned in your book. So there's loads of symptoms that can happen down the road, from headaches, grinding of their, you know, joints, the sleep apnea, and in return, at the end, it basically shortens your whole life.
We got a couple of minutes before the break, Dr. Mike, and I want to talk about people neglecting their oral health. And what I'm talking about is just a kind of jump board of what you just said. When you have teeth that are extracted, or you have missing teeth in the mouth, and you don't get them corrected, you don't put a bridge in, or you don't put a implant in and have it done properly. We'll talk a little bit more about it in the second half of the program. But how much of an impact with missing teeth and not doing the proper dental hygiene relative to that, I'm going to use that word because that's as important as brushing and flossing and so forth. Does that have an impact on what we're talking about?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Anytime you're missing a tooth, the way that your dental system works is that they have contacts, and you want nice contacts between every tooth, vertically as well as horizontally adjacent to each other. And if any of those teeth are lost, it's going to affect the whole system because they'll start collapsing. You'll start having movements of teeth, the crowding of the arches, and loss of vertical dimension, and it will strongly affect the rest of the health.
It's so critical that people understand that the oral cavity is as important as the spinal system, as important as the cardiovascular system, and as important as the lungs that we breathe and exchange oxygen and CO2 with. It's that intimacy that is so critically important. We're coming up to a break, and we're going to talk about, you know, this physiological love fest, if you will, between the mouth and the rest of the body, and what you need to know about it. But more importantly, we have an expert here that will really walk you through it. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. We'll be right back after some very important messages. Don't go away. Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Indeed, we are. And it is that time of the year again. Ho, ho, ho. Want to wish all of you coming up a very, very Merry Christmas and going into the new year. And we missed, you know, last week, but, you know, we want to wish all of our dear friends of the Jewish faith a happy Hanukkah. Actually belated because it was over a couple of days ago. But I hope that you enjoyed your family and celebration of light as it was meant to be. My guest in studio, Dr. Michael Chung, one of the best when it comes to neuromuscular dentistry. And we're talking about a normal physiological bite and how the body reacts when it's not there. And what I mean by a bite, I mean, it's when you open and close your mouth and the teeth have to sit properly. But more importantly, that temporomandibular joint has to sit properly, and it has huge physiological ramifications on how the body expresses itself normally, if you will. Dr. Mike, welcome back. Let's get back into this a little bit. We have a few minutes, and the second half of the show, we're going to get much more detailed on what we're dealing with. But when we talked about missing teeth before we stopped for the break, and how missing teeth, a lot of people will pull a tooth because they can't afford to have one done, or they don't know what to do, or say, well, I don't need that tooth. How, again, I go over how bad is that misapplication, if you will.
Sure. Anytime you're missing a tooth, it's one tooth of a whole system. Our body was designed to actually have 32 teeth, and they're supposed to all fit in our skull. So anytime you're missing one of a whole system, it's going to have some form of a domino effect. They're going to start shifting. They're going to start moving, and then your jaw is going to be misaligned. And that stability of your upper jaw and lower jaw, which is dictated by your teeth, is so important to your whole, alignment of your whole skeletal system. It strongly affects the alignment of C1 and C2. And a lot of times when we have these patients with malocclusion, we'll also see a severe rotation of their C1 and C2.
In my business, when that first and second cervical vertebrae, the upper two bones of the neck are not aligned properly, there's so much that happens throughout the body. We talked a little bit about the heart misfiring, but there's a nerve that comes off of the brainstem. It's called the vagus nerve. It's the wanderer, because it touches everything in the body. It can cause all kinds of health conditions and problems. The intestinal tract, for example, is 75%, it depends on the author, up to 80% of your normal immune system. And if that's not working the way it's supposed to, and it can be because a misalignment of that. But as you said, and this is the thing that I want to talk about, is that misalignment can reoccur, if you will, on a repetitive basis if the bite is not normal. And we open and close and so forth. I'm going to ask you a question. Here's something that I see with patients all the time. And how bad does this mess up the bite? You have people who chew gum all the time. And, constant. It's not just a fresh in their mouth. It's a habit, just like smoking cigarettes and so forth. How badly does gum chewing affect the physiological opening and closing, the bite, if you will, the mechanics in the work that you see that you have to do, major correction with?
Sure. Most of the times gum chewing is probably not recommended. And that's part of it, is because most patients do not have a perfect bite. Now, if you have a perfect bite where your joints and your teeth and all your muscles are in a relaxed state and they're healthy, chewing gum shouldn't affect it too much. I mean, unless you're chewing a lot of sugar gum, that's cause cavities, but besides that, it really, a healthy muscle can function very well, and you can put chew on it and they will not get tired. But if you have already some form of malocclusion that's put your muscles of mastication at a diseased state, they're going to get tired very easily. So chewing gum is going to, basically break down even further of the joints, as well as, causing more muscular pain.
So here's what I tell my patients, and it's a situation where if you're completely balanced in your feet and your hips and your shoulders and your head and neck, and you put even a 1/8 inch lift in your foot, it's going to skew your entire physiological and anatomical basis. So now you have one side jacked up more than the other. You're going to see wear and tear in one side more than the other. And when I see patients, chewing all the time, and it's not just to freshen their breath and so forth, I tell them, look, most people chew on one side of the body. They don't chew on equal sides, one or two. So they're going to break down and irritate that TMJ. But we'll talk about that more. We're coming up to a break. My guest in studio, Dr. Michael Chung. We have so much more to talk about your physiological bite, your open and closing your mouth. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. It's actually starting to look pretty nice outside, so hopefully you'll get an opportunity to get out and go for a walk and do things. It's a little cold. You know what? Put a hat on, a little scarf around your neck, and get that exercise that builds up your immunological response. I want to let you know, by the way, you've got just a couple weeks left. You know, we've talked about AirTamer, which is a high-performance personal air purifier, and it keeps your personal space very, very clean. It knocks out about 99% of all viruses in the air around you. It sets up a 3-foot parameter, literally within less than 20 minutes. It reduces smoke by 98.9% within a few minutes. It reduces your VOC levels, you know, by over half within just a few minutes as well. It emits negative ions, you know, constantly. It's a high concentration of negative ions and knocks out bacteria. But, you know, we're all worried about this crazy coronavirus, this COVID-19 and all the things that are associated with it. I wear one in the office constantly when I'm seeing patients, and, you know, majority of my staff have them on as well. And, you know, our office is very compliant. We do everything that we can. We have HEPA filters all the way around, but this enhances the pattern. Ain't nothing living, you know, through this thing. I wear it when I'm teaching, and, you know, those of you who know me, you know, I've been, haven't stopped. I've been out teaching since, you know, all of this started. But I have an air tamer on. So if you want to check it out, go to rozellecare.com, go to our iStore, and you'll see, we'll talk a little bit more about it later. But right now, the manufacturer, through the end of the month, through December 31st, is offering a 20% discount on this thing. And it's generally $149.99. So I think it's like, the cost of it is like $120 and plus, you know, shipping if you want us to send it out to you and so forth. But take advantage of it. I bought them for my entire family. This is a really trusted, a superior product. It's basically power boost technology. Go check it out. You know, it's, I don't really get hyped up about a lot of things, but this one is really the real deal. Buy it for your family. It makes a great Christmas gift. And, you know, it has on one charge, you get 150 hours of work. I can't recommend it more. So go to rozellecare.com. I'll give you another look on it a little bit later in the program, but do it. Dr. Mike, let's get back into the program. We're talking about temporomandibular joint dysfunction. And, but more importantly, what it really talking about is the opening and closing dimension of the mouth, the bite, your physiological bite. And it has such an implication throughout the entire body relative to symptom processes. And, you know, we've talked about, you know, pain throughout the body and snoring and sleep apnea conditions. But walk us through this, Mike. How does all this take place? And by the way, for those of you who just joined us, I want to introduce Dr. Michael Chung. He is the proprietor, owner, the number one guy that we look at when it comes to neuromuscular dentistry, located in Oakton, Virginia. At the end, we're going to give you his contact information. But, you know, we trust him with anything that has to do with this temporomandibular positioning and how it affects your body. Dr. Mike, let's talk about how these things come about, you know, why this is important with sleep apneic conditions, why this is important with, you know, stabilizations of headaches that are reoccurring and so forth, why we have children who have mouth breathing problems. And so, I mean, the list goes on. It's really crazy.
Sure. Basically, there's a misunderstanding out there that the bite is the bite and it really doesn't affect other things. But when so many people are suffering with headaches out there that are being misdiagnosed and being put on medications, and 90% of the time it's probably their bite or misalignment of their bite that's causing the headache. There are so many patients out there suffering with temporomandibular joint issues, which was caused by their bite. A retruded bite also causes a forward head posture, which will in turn cause long-term lordosis and pain in the neck and shoulders. And then on top of that, a lot of these patients suffer with sleep apnea because there's a lack of jaw development that causes a decrease in the airway space, and that causes sleep apnea and all sorts of other health issues related to that. So as we talked about earlier, a lot of this happens during early development as their jaws and their bodies growing. It could be as early as 3, 4, or 5 years old, but airway is the main thing. If they have improper nasal breathing, whether it be from some form of blockage or allergy to something, these patients will normally develop a smaller jaw, smaller maxilla, which will cause a lot of these malocclusion issues and lack of vertical development as well.
You know, it's really interesting when you look at the overall dynamics of the head, neck, and shoulder mechanism, but starting with that opening and closing of the mouth and how we mess it up with bad, bad diet, bad dental hygiene, and so forth over a period of many years. And slowly, insidiously, we see conditions that really shouldn't be there. When we're talking about, you know, the TMD, the temporomandibular dysfunction, if you will, it has to do with all of these things. You know, there's an interesting book that I have, pictorials, where people have come in and they're from other countries. And a brother has stayed in the old country. The other brother comes to this country. A sister that's a twin in one country, the other. And they start eating differently. You know, they're away from their natural environment and their natural biochemical habitat. And now all of a sudden you see shrinkage of the dental arches. You see a diminution of the muscular patterns. You see rotation of teeth. And these are all things that are lifestyle. But now you're stuck with it. They come into your office and yes, you see all this craziness and this plethora of different types of symptoms that come about, you know, just not just headaches, but other physiological patterns and cardiovascular patterns and so forth. How often, you know, let's talk about cardiac conditions. And how often do you see that once you get a normal physiological bite, that even anecdotally the patient says to you that, you know, by the way, I haven't had any problems with my blood pressure, or, you know, all of a sudden my, you know, my heart rhythm, my atrial fib has gone away. Is that a common expression that you hear anecdotally from your patients?
Sure, especially if the patient is suffering from sleep apnea. And sleep apnea patients will usually, after a time, will develop high blood pressure and some form of cardiovascular damage. So these patients, once they're put on a proper treatment, whether it be through some oral appliance in conjunction with CPAP for some patients, but most patients can be corrected just with an oral appliance, we'll see a tremendous difference once they're treated in the proper alignment.
You know, I won't talk about the patient, but there's a patient that I sent to you, and this goes back a little bit ago, that had very significant AFib, and we had it under control, but I couldn't get rid of it. And, you know, it was a heck of a lot better, and to the point where, you know, they and their doctors, she went to the doctor, and the doctor took her off of a lot of the medications as we are, but I was frustrated. I couldn't get it done, but I sent it to you because she was having other physiological issues as well. And it really had to do with a recurrent triggering pattern with pain. But once you corrected that vertical dimension and you had put her into, you went into a couple of different patterns over time, you stabilized it, then you put her in braces and so forth. The cardiovascular problem went away completely. It hasn't returned.
Amazing.
Again, that's anecdotal because, you know, obviously it's a case study, if you will, because this is what happened and we sent it to you and this came back and this is what took place. But the physiology behind that really impresses me. It, you know, the work that you do gets my attention and it's really critical. So when you do, let's talk about young people, young kids. you know, that they wake up and they're exhausted, right? How early on does the sleep apneic pattern begin to show itself, where they're not getting good oxygenation, that they stop breathing, or minimally they're not breathing as completely as they should because that TMD is not doing what it's supposed to be doing, or that TMJ?
Sure. It can really happen almost from birth. The proper way for a child, an infant, a baby, is to suckle from their mother's breast for the breast milk. And that teaches them right there and then how to have a mouth seal over the breast milk and have the tongue on the roof of their mouth to get the milk out. And that suckling motion is what all kids need. And sometimes some babies can't do that because of a tongue tie. So that has to be released immediately. But a child starts developing that correct motion from early on as a baby. So that breastfeeding is tremendously important, and not for the baby to feed on baby bottles, because that is the first step. And as they develop their breastfeeding motion and having their tongue on the roof of their mouth, their arches will develop properly. And then as they get older, if they start eating other foods that are, you know, heavily influenced by this industrialization of gluten and all these other, you know, chemical products, and these kids may suffer from some form of allergy. And they may start having allergic reactions where they are not able to breathe through their nose anymore because their noses are constantly running. That needs to be corrected right away. Otherwise, they'll start developing small dental arches because they're not able to keep their tongue on the roof of their mouth and have their lips sealed because they have to mouth breathe because they can't breathe through their nose. So these are the main causes of why so many people suffer nowadays with these malocclusions that they didn't do 100, 200, 300 years ago. If you look at human skulls from back then, you'll see that these people have all 32 teeth, including their wisdom teeth, and they're perfectly sit in their jaw with all these industrialization of food and all these other toxins nowadays. People are developing smaller and smaller jaws, and everybody's having to have their wisdom teeth taken out at least. And some people, even then, they're crowded. So it is very, very important early on as a baby for the mom to breastfeed their child. And then there are special nooks that they can give the baby if they need to, and not just a regular baby bottle that just flows out milk without them having to suckle.
Yeah, that's so critical. I mean, get a lazy baby. They don't want to suckle. They don't want to breathe properly. That whole, you know, oral cavity has not been stimulated the way it's supposed to.
Correct.
And you get a failure to thrive syndrome that can come about as a result of that. And the whole neuromuscular system is totally aberrated.
Correct. Absolutely.
You know, when you see these kids, how difficult is this to begin to change it? Because part of this is habit as well.
Sure. It's the early on, the better. Because girls develop a little bit faster than the boys as a child. So we like to see these girls at least before 8 years old, and for boys, at least like 9 or 10 years old, because we can still change things at that age. If we catch them early enough, we can develop their jaw properly. We can clear out, find out what's causing it and make sure that they have clean airway. Sometimes we may need a help from the ENT, or an allergist. But we got to figure out what's causing their mouth breathing. So that is very, very critical early on to correct that. Even if we do no braces or no other treatment, just clearing out their airway and having them breathe properly through the nose, have correct tongue posture on their roof of their mouth, and having lip seal will do tremendous amount. They'll correct themselves a lot of times.
Yeah, that's so important. When we think about our overall body health, and we realize that it starts from the head down, this is a critical piece of information that we need to not set aside, but really take seriously. You know, I trust Dr. Mike when it comes to dealing with our patients from a neuromuscular platform, and because it assists the work that we do physiologically and a lot of the things that, you know, it's that one missing piece, but we neglect our mouths. We're afraid to go to dentists and, you know, oh my God, what is he going to find? It's, you know, it's like the sacrosanct of our inner souls. We don't want anybody to look into our mouth. But the truth of it is you can tell so much about everything that goes on by looking at that dynamic, that neuromuscular dynamic of the head, neck, jaw, TMJ mechanism. And it's important that we understand that. It's important that we, you know, we put those pieces together. We're coming up to a break, and I want you to stay with us because we have a very, very special gift for you as we when we come back. So don't go away. My guest in studio, Dr. Michael Chung. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live. We'll be right back in about 3-4 minutes.
Washington's Mall, 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozell here. You've been listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live. What a great program today. It's one that is insightful. It kind of opens up the door to so many things that go bump in the night, meaning that we don't understand why they're there. We're talking about the physiological basis of your bite, your opening and closing of your mouth. And my guest today has been, you know, none other than Dr. Michael Chung, who is the owner of Soft Touch Dental, and it's SOFTOUCH. Don't put two of them in there. .com, and you can get a hold of Dr. Michael and you know, say, hey, listen, you know, what I want you to do with him is give him a call and check out that bite, see what's going on. You know, many of you still have, you know, government healthcare packages that you have to get rid of by the end of the year. You know, get it done. You got a couple of weeks left, you know, to talk to this man. But nevertheless, that's the important part is that don't put up with something that can be dealt with effectively. Dr. Michael, I know that you're going to offer our listeners, Dr. Tom Rozell listeners, the opportunity to come in to see you as a courtesy consultation when every way you handle it. Talk about that a little bit and what's that going to entail?
Sure. Yeah. I will be giving a complimentary consultation to your patients, and it will be half an hour of my time, one-on-one, and we are going to discuss all their symptoms and whether it could be related to some form of malocclusion, and we can be doing some tests to figure that out, and in some cases we may have to take a CT scan, a cone beam scan, to look at all the structures in the airway, but it will be totally complimentary for your patients.
Michael, that's very, very generous, beyond generous. Thank you so much for offering that to our listeners. You know, you owe it to yourself to find out if that's part of your diminishing health index. And by the way, so many of you are on, you know, devices to sleep on, right? Sleep apnea conditions. You've got things that you go click with and trigger the back of your throat. Wouldn't it be great if you could figure out how to get away from all of that? And let me tell you something. The majority of you that have been put on all these different sleep equipment devices and so forth, if you really understood the mechanism of that head, neck, and shoulder pathway and were able to deal with it properly, you might have an opportunity to get off of it. And there's none other that can really figure that out for you than Dr. Mike. So, you know, give him a call. Dr. Mike, what's your phone number at the office?
It would be 703-319-6990.
Give it to us one more time. And your website.
703-319-6990. And that would be softtouchdentalcare.com. Soft Touch has just one T.
That was, you know, you messed me up with that so many times. I kept trying to find it and go to your website, and I said, this is not okay. I know that I'm not completely crazy, but I finally figured it out. But listen, take advantage of this. And again, we want to remind you of a couple things coming up that we're open. The Rozell Center is open Christmas Eve till 2 o'clock. So, you know, join us. And we're still offering COVID testing, antibody testing, for, different types of antibodies, IgG and IgM. So you can find out if you got the active state or you're a carrier. And all you got to do is call us at 703-698-7117 and register for that. And don't forget the air tamers. Dr. Mike, we're coming up to the end of the program. I really appreciate you. Thank you. Thank you so very much. And thanks. We want our listeners to know that we do this because we love you. Bye.